Okay, so we are kind of supporting kind of Japan's idea, just merging kind of this subgroup number 6 into subgroup number 4. And so, I mean, just we had this position kind of from before anyway. So we initially think that kind of that subgroup number 6 is essentially fuel cycle more than fuel and energy cycle. So because kind of I emphasized that last time, from the automotive LCA, the fuel cycle kind of takes the kind of most portion of the kind of the greenhouse gas emissions. So I think it should be treated in a kind of separate and also accurate way. So just focusing on the fuel cycle, I mean, just if we just have that structure, I understand why we have that kind of structures kind of suggested, because kind of all other subgroups, we're going to need some kind of the life cycle inventory DB, the fuel and energy DB for the kind of activities for other subgroups. But in that case, that subgroup number 6 is like just providing the kind of life cycle inventory DB, not just doing the kind of fuel cycle from the automotive LCA perspective. So we want to be more specific, just having that kind of fuel cycle subgroup into the use phase. And then that use phase, including the fuel cycle and also having the functional unit defined, and also the kind of maintenance item, and also maintenance kind of frequencies defined. And so it's more on the kind of use phase, including the fuel cycles there. And then I know there should be some way we can just come up with that the life cycle kind of general, kind of some kind of DB for other kind of subgroups activities. But I'm not sure just really just supporting that the creating the kind of DB in this activity of IWG is kind of proper or not. So I'd better having kind of the group 4 and 6 together, just kind of just talking about the use phase and focus on the use phase more. And then so that's our position, and also we are supporting the kind of Japan's idea here.